Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Hi, I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green. Like you, I'm a big sports enthusiast, and I want my gear to shine like new. That's why it's clean with Simple Green, the concentrated cleaner that's perfect for making your auto, RV, cycling, boating, and other sporting equipment look like new again. Try it today. If you're not 100% satisfied, I'll give you your money back. Visit us at SimpleGreen.com. Simple Green,
Simple Green. Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or PrestonScottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Live from downtown Phoenix, Arizona, the heart of America's sunniest city, it's the return of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers. Ready for your calls right now at 602-277-5369. That's 602-277-5369. And now, here they are, Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers.
Happy New Year, everybody, and welcome back to The Real Estate Show every Thursday morning at 11, right here on Independent Talk, KFNX 1100, and featuring the Elton Brothers, over 35 years combined real estate experience. Thanks for joining us on this U-Haul Indicator Thursday. Here in the Valley of the Sun, I'm Dave Elton, licensed realtor, Arizona Best Real Estate.
Rick Elton, licensed associate broker, Arizona Best Real Estate.
And we are the Elton Brothers. Numbers to join in, talk to the bros. Anything real estate related on the table, 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. Or to chat off the air, our direct line, always on, Monday through Sunday, 480-451-3318, and our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. We got another nonstop hour, scintillating radio, rushing your way. A look at the latest real estate numbers, plus what U-Haul tells us about our real estate market. Then in our loan segment, the new FHA loan limits are here, and Deanne has all the details. Bottom of the hour, Investor's Corner, we're going to Colorado Springs. And down the stretch, new listings, a special distress sale, deals of the week, much more. But first, what's on your mind, bro?
Too much to talk about.
Got your readers on.
Too much going on. I got my readers on. It's 2019. Got my phone ringing.
New Year's resolutions. We're going to bring the readers so we can actually see what we're doing at the radio.
What do you got, New Year's resolutions, Chet? Did you do anything?
Yeah. Less profanity. Take better care of myself.
Really?
Dave? Less profanity tops out the list.
Yeah, it got bad, guys.
That didn't make my top million.
Profanity, really? Even on the radio?
Oh, of course not. Of course not. I had a gal that I was seeing, went to dinner, Biltmore.
A gal?
She let it slip that I, routinely say words that maybe aren't appropriate. And, and she's right.
Really?
So, sure.
Get rid of her. All right.
Really? Get rid of her.
Thank you, Captain Sunshine.
Come on.
If you saw her, you would never say that.
Just be real. Everybody's
a little too uptight.
A little too uptight.
A little too Sue happy. A little too,
What made your top, resolution for the year?
My resolution, was to make it 24 hours with my resolution.
What were we resoluting?
I'm going to eat more. I'm going to do more. I'm not going to work out. I'm going to eat more and I'm going to have more fun.
Wow.
And I'm going to gain 20 pounds.
I see.
Just the opposite of everything I wrote down.
And you're going to make it to 70.
It's opposite day. But
I like that sort of contrarian look at the resolutions. That's right. Pretty good.
I'm going to weigh myself and I said I want to be 20 pounds heavier.
What are you going now, about 205?
Thank you.
Really?
210?
Hey.
215.
Hey.
He gets on a scale, a card comes out, says one at a time. All right. Take it easy.
Wow. Really? What is this?
I mean, he sits around the house. He sits around the house.
Oh, okay. He's going. He's going, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
No, 205 is fine.
Is that safe?
Yeah.
That would be a resolution rate or weight.
Okay.
Really?
For Rick. 205, come on.
Yeah, see, really? Mine's 220. I'm up to around 232 right now. I just gotta work out and eat better, guys. You know, we had that weight loss thing many years ago.
We have had that.
We did. You know what? We should start it 2019. Do what everybody else is doing. Trying to lose weight, be better. You know, that's why I'm saying my resolution. I'm just saying I want it to last 24 hours. That's my resolution.
When's it start?
It started midnight.
Okay, so you're batting 1,000 then, are you?
I already made my resolution.
You've been eating a couple more meals a day, are you?
A little pizza for breakfast.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
Dave, what about you?
Well, resolution. I actually wanted to drop 10. I wrote that down. Can you turn that off?
You know what? I thought I did, but I didn't. I did, but I didn't.
I wanted to drop 10.
You wanted to drop 10?
That's my resolution. I wrote it down.
For this year?
For the year.
All right.
I'm at 200 now. I need to get to 190.
Now,
200?
You want to get there by,
come on.
You want to get there by New Year's Eve? You could get there by the end of the month if you tried hard, sir.
Well, you know, it's a lifestyle, not a diet.
Yep. More golf. That's another thing.
That would
guys.
Be good.
I'll tell you what, a lot of golf. Get back
to racquetball.
That's my league. They play my league once a week.
Yeah.
But I will tell you what a lot of people's resolutions are, to pay less in rent. But, I gotta tell you, that's not happening. According to these, stats in rent, I gotta put my cheaters on. The national average apartment rent ends the year with a strong 3.1% year over year increase, having reached $1,419 is the average rent throughout the country.
Here's the good news.
Isn't that crazy?
Here's the good news.
You know what it was in 2007?
Enlighten me.
$1,100.
I bet it was less.
$319 more.
So I did see this article, my brother, and I know that Vegas and Phoenix were the top rental increase markets. I think Vegas edged us out by like $30.
Yeah.
And the average rent in Phoenix, I think it was just over $1,000.
It's up 7.7 year over year increase in the average rent. Yeah, it was. It was just under 1,500.
Right? Under 1,500? I thought it was less than that. But the point is, Vegas, I thought Vegas was like 1,100 and we were like 1,075 or something. But,
No. We were 13 6 months ago. We jumped up. We had a 7.7% increase year over year.
Yeah, I'm only talking about the percentages here. I'm not talking about, you know.
You know that half the percentages are made up on the spot.
Yeah, but this is empirical, right?
This is empirical data.
Yeah. And I'm saying we're talking about major markets here. Vegas was number one. We were number two, 7.7%.
All I'm saying is rent is expensive. You better off buying now that rates have dipped.
But for Phoenix, for a large city, we're a good value still. That's what I'm trying to get at.
And we have more apartments, more rentals. We are a landlord state. Many people buy investment properties here to take advantage of these high rents.
And so you know what the number one city within the city for increase in rent was last year?
Gilbert.
Peoria.
Thought I had it.
Peoria increased 9.7%.
Why would you suppose that is, David?
Peoria is kind of an interesting mix.
Are they building still? I mean, it's kind of finite, isn't it?
They're still building.
Really?
Peoria is still expanding. They have great schools.
Yeah, this I know.
A lot of families want to be in Peoria school districts, and they have a lot of, you know, affordable housing in, say, that 200 to 300 range. There's a lot of it there.
Taxes are a little higher in Peoria.
So it's relatively newer then, correct?
Relatively newer.
Okay.
And it's close to the 101, and obviously there's a whole growth corridor going
down.
Well,
the 303 as well.
And the 303 is on the other side. So you've got good commute now. You got the stadium over there. You got a lot going on, and you've got great schools, which is really the driver.
That's what my parents did when we moved in Denver. We moved to Cherry Creek School Districts because it was so important. Everything is just a little bit grander. You know, if it's newer, higher income, everything just works itself into that equation.
Look, the schools are
everything.
So many people ask me, first question, how are the schools? you know, we're going to move someplace. How are the schools?
Schools are so subjective, though. What do you want in a school? Do you want test scores? Do you want good teachers?
Safety.
Do you want safety? Yeah. What do you want in a school district for it to be a good school district? Are you talking about grades, the average grades?
Well,
the
typically
average
people
testing?
Want to know what the, you know, the scores are and all that.
The scores. The scores yeah, are.
There's websites for all that stuff. I'm just telling you what.
Well, I understand.
There are cities where kids aren't even graduating. I mean, Camelback High School doesn't even graduate more than 15% of its seniors.
Yeah, but whose fault 85. Is that? Whose fault is that? It can't be the school. The school's there to teach you, and you got to teach, and you got to apply yourself. And then if
there's probably no busing in Peoria, you know,
right?
I don't know. Can't speak to the bus district in the.
There's buses in Peoria. My
there's
boy,
buses.
I know a bus driver out in Peoria.
There you go,
Roger.
Just letting you know. That's one of the reasons.
People do ask about school districts. The best thing to do is to visit the school, go online, look at their test scores, and research. People need to research.
There you go. Up next, the new FHA loan limits are here. It's great news for new home buyers. Deanne has all the details. Stay with us on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent, because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future, or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake are free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518. This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers, is brought to you by Deanne Reisner, NMLS 203518, with Suburban Mortgage, BK10123. With 20 years of experience, Deanne has the right loan for you. Give Deanne a call today at 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728.
Everybody needs a home.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, licensed agents / brothers. With Arizona Best Real Estate, call us direct anytime. 480-451-3318. Right now, if you have a financing question or a refinancing question, Deanne Reisner. Direct line, Suburban Mortgage, 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728. She has over 25 years in the mortgage industry. One of the best in town at what she does. Just ask all the realtors who will not do a deal unless their client Sloan has first been deamortized. Dan Reisner, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Dan. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good. In 2019, we were talking about New Year's resolutions.
Oh.
Anything? You're going to talk to the Fed and tell him to lower, to not raise rates this year. Is that your resolution?
I tried that. Yep.
Got anything else?
That works out.
Oh, good.
What else, Deanne? Let's give us one resolution.
Well, to get back into shape, and you know that is the number one resolution.
Yes.
Well, the thing is, you're already in really good shape.
As you get older, you have to work a little bit harder at it.
Ain't that the truth?
Yes.
All right.
Get a step counter.
Well, keep in mind, too, I did all the cooking through the holidays, so, of course, I had to taste everything.
I know. See? That's
always right. Something.
That's not good. You know what I did? I went out for Christmas, and I got myself a paint shaker, and I put my phone in it, and it helps me with my step counter.
Oh, I see. So
I have 20,000 steps a day.
A minute.
I mean,
well, you know, here's the thing about those step counters, because I thought these are genius things, right? So my wife and I, we go on a hike and we do the Pinnacle Peak thing, right? Mm-hmm. Which is a great thing. And, we decide we're going to compare the step count because she has one on her phone. She has an iPhone and I have a Samsung. And the Samsung says we did 8,500 steps and the Apple said we did 6,900 steps. So now what do?
You cut the difference. You did 7,300.
Here I was thinking these things are going to be exact. We did the same hike.
There's no exact science to it. How many? It also counts stairs. So when you're hiking Pinnacle Peak, you're actually doing a lot of stairs too. So you got to look at the stairs.
What I'm saying is both phones endured the same test and failed miserably with the final result.
Well, does she have it in a purse or something?
Oh my God, there's no purse.
You got to put it on the same place in the body that you have it. Put it in your pocket and then do it.
Okay, but her phone was on my person, along next to my phone, they would be the same.
It would be different. It would be more, it would be similar.
Okay.
But, you know, people put their phone in their backpack and then they don't feel like they take out and their step counter's all messed up.
All right.
Anyway, so that's step counter.
Stride also. So typically men are taller and they have a longer stride.
Oh, see, now that's the first intelligent thing that came out of this whole debate.
Step counter.
The only thing about that is, Deanne, my phone said I took twice as many steps, and I'm the guy. So anyway, all right.
Maybe she has a longer stride than you do.
There's that. All right. So, big news, Deanne. First of all, before we get into the new FHA loan limits, I mean, really, we have been talking about the 10-year. The 10-year is psychotic. I mean, it is crazy what is going on with 10-year rate. The Treasury is at under 2.6 right now. Right? It was 3.25 a month and a half ago. And these kind of moves are insane for Treasury notes.
People get whipsawed.
So rates have come down overall. And we're going to get into that. But the reprieve, people out there on the fence, jump in today. I mean, the market is giving you a chance here.
The 10-year is at 2.578.
Oh, my goodness. That's the lowest print I've seen today. 2.578, Deanne. That is like back to like June of last year. I mean, that's crazy.
But is it affecting mortgage rates?
Well, you're going to find out. We'll leave that for a little later. Let's get into this FHA. Because a few weeks ago, we talked about the conventional loan limits, and they were raised. Right. I don't know if you have those numbers on you because we didn't talk about that, but you probably do. And now the FHA loan limits are raised. So why don't we get into that?
Yes. The old FHA loan limit was $294,515, which equated to a sales price of approximately $304, you know, after your 3.5% down, to take advantage of only having to put 3.5% down. Effective January 1st, the new loan limit is $314,827. And that will justify a sales price of approximately $326, which doesn't sound huge, but there's, you know, as a realtor, there can be a big difference in what you can buy for $304, and then once you get over the $325 mark to the $326, it can make a big difference on area, square footage, pool, no pool.
I think it's huge.
So,
it's huge. It is huge. That's basically $22,000 more of buying power under the FHA guidelines.
Right.
To the 3.5% down, we can still, and by the way, it's much more of a 50-50 market today than it was even 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. The market's been a little softness out there, so we can try to get the seller to pay costs. So take advantage of this.
I don't know. I think it's a seller's market under 300,000 right now. We have a few listings under 300,000 and we can't, the phone just does not stop and it's being shown 4 or 5 times a day. I think that market just got spurred because that rates have come down and people are being forced to get back in this market because if they wait the 10-year or the rates, that may go back up to 3.5.
Okay. So the point was that we did have a softness right before the end of the year.
Time of the year.
Yeah. And yeah, you got a good listing. It's a solid house and all that. We got a lot of activity. I had another one on the west side. It took, 4 or 5 weeks to get an offer on it.
But that was earlier. That was October, November. So
it's a
totally different time of year.
It's a case by case basis.
Anyway.
Will you give me that, Rick?
No.
Okay. So, Deanne.
I'm seeing more concessions, but a lot of it, I think, depends on condition of the property.
Thank you, Deanne.
Because
I agree.
The property needs a little bit of work. The seller tends to, more people want move-in ready. Not everybody wants to go in and have to make any cosmetic updates. And so I think those properties we're seeing more concessions on.
And right. I think that conventional loans are beating out FHA and VA loans. I just think that's a thing. It's unfortunate, but I think when you get a conventional loan and people have to put 10% down, I just think that it's more appealing to sellers. So I think people are spending more money on down payments than they are to be able to fix a property up.
Right, right. If they can. Keep in mind, with FHA, everybody always thinks that it's a first-time home buyer program, but it's also a get-back-into-the-market program for a lot of people that have bankruptcies, short sales, foreclosures, that haven't met the time frame that conventional requires. Because FHA only requires 3 years on a foreclosure, short sale, 2 years on a bankruptcy, if there was no foreclosure in there. So you're going to see a lot of comeback buyers still utilizing an FHA mortgage.
No doubt.
How about the government, Deanne? The government shutdown. Is that playing any part at all? I see some things on the news, some snippets about government loans having little delays.
Well, no, they were concerned about that, but we can still get case numbers issued. It's just a little bit slower. And getting a case number basically to the audience means we have to obtain that before we can order an appraisal. So we order it. Usually it used to be almost simultaneous. Now it's just a little bit delayed, but not by anything that is going to affect the closing.
And again, we're talking with Deanne Reisner, Suburban Mortgage. Her direct line, 602-606-6728. Rick had mentioned, people going conventional, and Deanne saying there's some circumstances where FHA may be the way to go. And the key is to pick up the phone and give Deanne a call and tell her the story. Tell her your story so she can help guide you into which program makes the most sense. The good news is FHA loan limits have gone up. So your max price now is 326 and change. It was 304. So that's going to bring.
Keep in mind, VA also went up.
Oh, what's that?
The conforming loan limit of the 484, 350. So, to your point, Rick, a lot of sellers like conventional, but I will tell you, if you're a veteran, they prefer to hang on to their money because they can do 100% financing.
That's correct. I mean, if I was a buyer, I would definitely love to go VA, and I'd also love to go VA because you get, FHA, 3.5% down. Right. But you can get 5% conventional, 10% conventional.
3%?
3% if you qualify.
Can be gifted, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So you said 484, 350. Is that the VA new loan? What's the old and the new?
Well, the old was 453.1. And remember, that was the conforming loan limit also. And I told you way back when, typically, VA always follows the conforming loan limit, and they did do that.
So, Dan, can you hang with us through the break? Because we got to get to the rates and all that good stuff.
Sure.
Excellent.
Thanks, Dan.
Up next, we're going to get more Deanne Reisner. We're going to get into all the latest rates. We got some investor stuff. What's going on in Colorado Springs? Stay with us on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers, Real Estate in the Palm of Your Hand.
The people's representatives are taking on their duties as the 116th Congress gets down to work today. In the House, a vote is underway in which Nancy Pelosi is expected to be named Speaker. In the Senate, it's Leader Mitch McConnell.
As we begin this new Congress together, one fact is abundantly clear. The American people need Democrats and Republicans to work together.
Now, correspondent Phil Mattingly reports work is about to begin on the Hill.
Obviously, reopening the government is really the first thing on the priority list, but also keep an eye on the first major piece of legislation House Democrats are moving. It's focused on ethics. It's focused on campaign finance. It's focused on changing the law to where new presidential candidates would have to give 10 years of tax returns. While we all certainly will focus on the investigations, don't miss that they're doing legislative work too.
Iran is rejecting the U.S. claim it's violating U.N. sanctions and vows to continue its missile and space programs. U.S. trade war with China is taking a bite out of Apple and leading to more stock sales on Wall Street, down more than 500. I'm Mike Moss.
Arizona News Radio. Historic day in Washington as the new Congress is sworn in. More females than ever before, including two U.S. senators from Arizona. Kyrsten Sinema hoping to learn from her new colleagues.
What I'm spending most of my time doing is meeting one-on-one with senators to learn from them and get their advice.
Sinema beginning a six-year term. Martha McSally to serve the next 2 years of late Senator John McCain's term. President Trump taking a parting shot at a retiring Arizona senator.
Jeff Flake is now selling real estate or whatever he's doing. He'll probably go to work for CNN. That's my prediction.
Trump also indicating he was largely responsible for Flake leaving the Senate after just one term, noting his poll numbers plummeted after constant criticisms of the president. A suspected bank robber shot by Goodyear police after a pursuit on New Year's Eve was not armed. Phoenix police are investigating and say the suspect simulated having a weapon. He remains hospitalized this morning. Highs in the mid-50s in the deserts today, warming to near 40 in the high country. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, frost this morning, then sunshine, a high of 57. Clear this evening, low 35. Sunshine Friday, warming up to 65. Clear Friday night, low 41. Partly sunny on Saturday. I'm Alvin Washington from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Curly here in Midtown. We're 48 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Coming up, we've got the second half of The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Everywhere. I'm an extremely average golfer. What I lack in any real skill, I make up for in plaid knickers and ridiculous socks. My wife got me the world's biggest driver, and I've been waiting all week to try it out. So I step up to the tee, take my first full swing of the day, and hit a perfect duck hook over the frontage road and right through your windshield. You yank the wheel and end up OB in a water hazard. And if you have cut rate insurance, you could be out a whole lot of green. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Call me, Steve Fraley, at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers is brought to you by Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance. Give Steve a call today for all your insurance needs, 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, a.k.a. the Elton Brothers, hanging around the valley since 1976. Call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. 1-800-516-1418. Our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. If you missed any part of the show, being archived on our website, eltonbrothers.com. Listen to past shows, search the MLS, get all the current listings as soon as they hit the market. Nothing to lose, completely free, and it's all at eltonbrothers.com, your one-stop shop for real estate across the valley. Deanne, you still there?
I am.
Hi, Deanne.
Thank you so much for holding through that. Appreciate
it. Good job.
So, Rick and I were chatting during the break, trying to, you know, put a guess on it. We just saw the 10-year flash at 2.758 or whatever it is, 2.578. I am thinking that the Govey loans are 4.625 or less as of today.
I say 4.75. Govies.
Well, you win, Rick.
Yay!
Yep. It has come down, and you would think that rates trickle down. We've talked about this before. If it goes up, they go up very quickly. We'll get a midday price change. When it has a really great day, rarely do we ever, like in the old days, see where you'll get a midday price change for the better. So, you know, we were up 22 ticks yesterday, so that did help a little bit. So we are at 4.75 at 280 sales price. You've got an APR of 5.767, all-in payment, 1801.13.
All right, 1801, 4.75. So are you saying that before yesterday they were at 4.625? Or, yeah.
No.
No, they never.
The thing is, because we were in the holidays, we didn't see hardly any improvement whatsoever.
Dave, they're not 4.625.
And that's typical through the holidays, especially when you have a broken up week. So hopefully, if it holds, we will see them, but they trickle down very, very slowly is what I'm telling you, Dave.
Right.
Now, keep in mind, these are what I call par rates. So if you had a discount point, which is 1% of your loan amount, and you wanted to buy it down, then you're probably looking at a better, well, you're going to be looking at a better interest rate. It'll typically buy you, about 0.25% on your interest rate, which at this sales price is roughly $40 to $50 a month, depending on how much you're financing.
Gotcha. So the VA, that's 4.75 also. What's that payment?
It's also 4.75, APR 4.88, 1642.65.
All right. 1643, no money down. We can try to get the seller to pay costs. How about conventional? Where are we there?
Conventional, we're sitting with good credit, 20% down. We're sitting at 4.875 with an APR of 5.001, total payment 1369.
All right, 1369. And the almighty investor?
Investor, they didn't really give us a lot of improvement. 20% down, good credit. You're still looking at 5.75 with an APR of 5.996. All in, you're at 1488.64.
Okay.
So keep in mind, if you put 25% down as an investor, you're going to get a better interest rate by about 0.25%.
5.5. Wow, there's still 5.75.
Yep.
5.5. So basically people are conglomerations around the water cooler on the conventional rates at 4.875.
Right, and hopefully that'll trickle down too, but this is the first time that we've seen conventional and govies almost running parallel. Because for the longest time, when rates were really low, the govies were always at least 0.5% lower, but you're starting to see it level off, and they're almost tied.
I think this market is so volatile right now. Stock market is so volatile. Everything is, volatility is keeping rates up because of the unsuredness with banks.
Exactly. So it's rare that you see the rates not coming down more, considering that nobody wants to look at their 401ks right now.
Exactly.
There you go. Well, listen, it's encouraging at least to know that rates are under control. And if rates are under control, that should bode well for housing long term, and especially given all our growth. Deanne, I want to thank you for hanging through the break. Happy New Year. We will check in with you next Wednesday. Thursday.
Thanks, Deanne. I'm going to call
Happy
you after
New
the
Year to everybody.
You too. I'm going to call you after the show too.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
There you go. Give Deanne a call. Her direct line, Suburban Mortgage, 602-606-6728. Whether it's FHA, VA, investors, conventional, she will put you on the right path toward home ownership. Believe me, she does work miracles.
Is it warm in here?
little hot.
They got the heat cranked.
All right.
Crank.
So, Rick, let's keep it rolling.
Yeah.
Let's keep it rolling. I ran across this article.
Rolling.
Catherine Rieger's column. I just thought this was a great take. Talking about the Valley drives U-Haul rates. Renting a U-Haul truck to move to Metro Phoenix is a lot pricier than it was last year. If you want to move to the Valley from, say, San Francisco, L.A., Denver, Chicago, Houston, you want to move here, renting a truck is a bargain. The rising cost to move to the Phoenix area isn't a good thing for the area's growing number of new residents, but it's a great new indicator of the area's growth. The demand for trucks to Phoenix from less affordable U.S. cities, less affordable, is falling. People who want to move to the Valley, U-Haul costs are an interesting new sign that shows how many people the Valley is drawing. It costs 8 times as much to rent a truck to go from Phoenix to L.A. as it does to go the other way.
Isn't that crazy?
The average cost to rent a moving truck from L.A. to Phoenix is $735.
Indicators everywhere.
It costs only $90 to rent a truck from the Valley to L.A. Very interesting. People leaving San Francisco will pay about $1,200 to rent a one-way truck to move their stuff to Phoenix. But if you want to go the other way, it's only $120. That's crazy.
High rents, high U-Haul rents, volatility, great housing market.
So it just came out. Phoenix has one of the strongest economies in the country. And so we started looking at U-Haul rates to see what was going on in the migration pattern. The Phoenix metro area is expected to grow by almost 80,000 new residents by year's end and slightly more next year, according to the state government estimates. So it's, you know.
I grew up with the people that own U-Haul. Do you know that? I went to high school with the people that started U-Haul.
Wow.
Saguaro High School. The Shones. Remember them?
Oh, CC and them?
Yeah.
Nice.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I didn't realize they start the franchise here or the whole company?
No, they owned it.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
Wow.
Back in the 80s. I remember taking a U-Haul up to Fort Lewis College where I went to school. How about that, right?
So coming to Phoenix,
fellas.
There's so much demand coming to Phoenix from L.A., $735. To go outbound, $90. I just find that fascinating.
It is.
So there you go. Just another indicator that we follow here on the show.
And if you wanted to get the Arizona U-Haul truck, you know, it says Arizona on the side. There's a premium for that.
I'm sure
they charge you more money to have the Arizona truck heading to Arizona. They charge more money to like for the California truck when you're heading there.
Interesting. Glad you're up on the advertising.
I would do that. I would say you want a California truck headed to California. You're going to pay a little bit more.
All right. Investors.
I have no idea what I'm talking about.
You're a little bit all over the map, Rick. Mm. Pun intended. So we're working with some builders up in Colorado. And there is a builder leaseback available as of this morning in Colorado Springs. 8.5% annual lease rate return. Triple net. So that means on the purchase price, which is $650. That's what they're asking. We can try to do better. So you're going to make about $650 times 8%. What is that? About $52,000-$53,000 a year. It's a triple net lease. So on top of that, they'll pay the taxes, insurance, and HOA. 1% credit toward closing costs. If you have an interest in the Colorado Springs area, give us a call. 480-451-3318. We also are working with some other builders who have some opportunities in Flagstaff at 9% 2 years. And there's one in Williams, Arizona. 3%. I'm sorry, 3 years, 9%. Triple net. So we got a couple, and those are in the 200 to 300,000 price range.
Model leasebacks are your wheelhouse.
Well, we've done a lot of them. Certainly well over 100.
What is the premise? A lot of people say, what's a model leaseback?
Right.
What's a quick synopsis?
Synopsis, you know, they build these subdivisions and they build representations of the various floor plans and they put really nice finishes in them and they call them a model and they want to get those sold. So they sell them. They become your tenant. The builder becomes your tenant. You're the buyer. You're the investor. And then after it's all over, you can move in it. You can sell it. You could rent it. Lots of options, which we can all discuss further. You just got to give us a call. 480-451-3318. Coming back. We got some new listings, a special distress sales deals of the week, how to spot a bad flip. Stay with us on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage BK10123 will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now 602-606-6728 and save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
And now, an ode to the millennial.
Hey, Dad, what's for breakfast?
I'll tell you what's for breakfast. Time for you to get your own kitchen and make your own breakfast in your own home.
How would I do that?
You call the Elton Brothers. Here's their number.
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Or email eltonbrothers@cox.net.
Does that mean I don't get breakfast?
I'll get you a home warranty instead from the Elton Brothers.
Thanks, Dad.
EltonBrothers.com with Arizona Best Real Estate.
Dale, help! Two men, a cook, and a bird on a bus. Dale, help! Dale, help! If you're middle of a bus, then you can't get to cuss. Dale, help!
Cause down the road you find someone else good looking.
Back with the Elton Brothers, Dave and Rick Elton, still doing short sales, bank repos, distressed properties, family court appointed special real estate commissioners. When you can't get along with your spouse and you got to sell your house, you bring in the Elton Brothers. You name it, we are here to help. So call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers, one word, at cox.net. And you can check us out at eltonbrothers.com. All that good stuff. You know, there's a sport. Lots of TV shows. Flipping houses.
Flip or flop. List it or love it.
Love it or list it. I mean, there's a million shows with these. But anyway, it is a sport, and everywhere you go, it's all about the remodel. And it's kind of amazing sometimes what these guys do. I mean, they literally move walls, put additions on, and they turn these houses, in a couple of weeks, a couple months or less. And a lot of them are very professional and good, and that's all great. You want to make sure you get a home inspection. And there's a few things to look out for. And I just want to cite another Catherine Rieger column. She's our friend. She cited an experience here, one of her columns, where a couple who recently closed on their newly renovated North Phoenix house last summer found water all over their kitchen floor. A plumber came in, scoped the sewer, and told the couple that it had collapsed, meaning the sewer line. And that just began a litany of problems. So this house was purchased out of foreclosure. The flippers came in. They put, a lot of good-looking stuff to the naked eye in.
But it turns out this couple, between the flooding, the hidden mold, the asbestos issues, the electrical problems, and replacing the sewer line, and lack of permits, and the pool that was bad, over $100,000 worth of stuff. And so a couple of things just want to throw out in my experience over the last, you know, many years doing this. If you are purchasing a home, and this is any home under 1980, and it's been remodeled, you have to have the sewer line scoped. You have to. Chances are it's clay and it's disintegrating. There's a very good chance of that. And you hopefully it's been replaced with this ABX, and it's one thing to have the sewer come to the house, and it's another thing to have the sewer under the house. And you want to check and scope and make sure the pipe under the house is in good shape. Because if you have to go in and tear that up, all the remodel stuff is basically going out the window, because you got to break through the floor and fix it. So during your inspection period, you need to scope the whole sewer line, and anywhere possible, make sure that it's in good shape.
And that's really kind of just the beginning, right? I mean, if you're buying a flip, keep in mind that the flipper job is to make a yield, a profit, right? So they're going to, and especially now when properties have gone up in price, their yields are a little bit,
their margins are a little compromised. Exactly. Yeah.
They're a little, they bought the house for a little bit higher price. Then they got to spend some money on that property to make it look good. And then they got to sell it, and they got costs going in, costs going out.
And costs during. A lot, you got to understand, a lot of the flippers are carrying private money / hard money financing at 12 to 16%. So they have to get this thing done and turned. So for example, here's what gets compromised. You know, the new wall that was ripped out, and maybe a little addition put in, a new electrical run. And a lot of times these guys will not take the time to go through the city to get the permit to do that. And so they will waive the seller disclosure, and they will have you waive the seller disclosure. You can certainly do your inspections, but they don't want to sign off on the fact that they didn't get this stuff permitted.
And you could tell walls have been removed for a house that's been built under, you know, say 1985.
When you're replacing, if you're adding an interior bathroom or electrical, any of this, it all has to be permitted, run through the city. And, you know, that means plans drawn, shown exactly where the new electrical's running, where the new plumbing's going, where the new addition is, all the new walls, all this stuff. And that takes time.
A lot of flippers will not give a seller property disclosure statement. And that's a red flag. So during the inspection period, you have to get your seller disclosure statement. If they don't give it to you, that means that they just,
They're trying to.
They're waiving it.
They're waiving. They're asking. And they're going to disclose that up front, typically, right? They're going to say waive disclosure in the contract. Just telling you, when you go to sell your house, you're going to have a non-permitted this and a non-permitted that.
Then you got to disclose that.
And you got to disclose that.
If you know about it. Obviously.
So yeah, it's a pretty looking house. Everything's pretty. It's got the nice fancy shiny quartz tops, and it's got the, you know, the fancy fixtures and the new vinyl flooring or whatever. But you got to look under the hood.
It's got
which is my brother's favorite mantra.
It's got white and grays.
Yeah, we're going to get away from that.
It's starting already. Thank God. You're going to be able to tell what home's been remodeled between 2016 and 2018. The ones that are pure white.
The gray period. The grayish. All right.
So let's talk about.
So anyway, those are good tips for you. And if you're looking to do that, by the way, you can always call the Elton Brothers. We can certainly help you find a property to flip or fix and flip, or any of the above listings. We love listing appointments. We'll get you offers on your home very quickly. We deal with a lot of institutional buyers, very competitive offers. We can get you. Very quickly. You just got to give us a call, 480-451-3318. We have flexible fees, all that good stuff, can compete with anybody.
Let's talk about our listings now.
Go.
You want to?
We got to breeze through this.
All right, quickly. I always talk about our Cordabella property. This is three bedrooms, three baths, 1980 square feet. It has a detached casita built in 06. It's one of the best lots in Cordabella. Cordabella is a 45 and older community with golf, community, workout facilities, community pools, $459,000 right off the 303. Just an amazing, the cleanest property you will ever see in Cordabella or anywhere. Beautiful property, single level.
How about this one in Gilbert? This is a new listing over the holidays. We just put on the market, 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath with a den, pool, 3-car garage. Spectacular house, 4,200 plus square feet, built in 2000. It's on the market for 525. That is under 125 a foot in beautiful Gilbert.
How about North Scottsdale? 5-bedroom, 3-bath, single level, 3,700 square feet, built in 02. This property, it's got like a den. It's got a really open floor plan. It backs to the preserve. $775,000 in North Scottsdale.
How about we had a nice reduction on the land we have out in Peoria at 111th and Olive. It was 129. This is for 7 acres. 1296. We're now down to 1195. 1195. Zone C2. You could put a bank, a restaurant, a gas station, multifamily, commercial. You name it, very wide use potential on a very buildable flat lot out there in Peoria.
All right, I'm going to do two in a row. How about in Tempe? 2-bedroom, 1-bath, 812 square feet in Calle Los Cerreros in Tempe. Gated community, community pool, beautiful grounds. It's got a loft upstairs and the main living space downstairs, $139,900 in,
That's good for students, for a possibility to put the kids.
Great for students, great rental area in, Chandler. 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath, 1790 square feet, built in 05. This property has been shown a ton. Should be getting offers on it today. And, it's just got a great floor plan and master bedrooms down. It's got a loft and 2 bedrooms upstairs. How about in Cave Creek? I got 5 acres for sale. Gently sloping, beautiful lot. There's probably snow on that lot. You think?
Maybe yesterday.
Anyway, 5 acres for $397,000. What do you got?
Pinnacle Peak area, 5-bedrooms, 3-baths, 2-car garage, almost 3,700 square feet, built in 02. We just reduced this. It was 825. Now it's 775. Right there, Pinnacle Peak and Pima area. Beautiful.
Speaking of Pinnacle Peak.
Backyard.
Speaking of Pinnacle Peak, Aviano, 7-bedrooms, 6.5-baths, 7,350 square feet, the largest Mirador model in Aviano with a pool and a spa, $1,249,500. We have this premier property, this 2-acre property right at Hunter Street and Cactus, 9 bedrooms plus 6 bathrooms, 7,230 square feet, $1,850,000. This is on, almost 2 acres. It's splittable and it is the perfect area and location for anything, that can get zoned for differently than residential, like a church, like a assisted living, any of those types of things, sober living.
You know what I was thinking could happen here? Now, I'm riffing on this, but if this is possible, you could actually build another house on this, right? And turn this place, this side of it into like a VRBO type of thing. You could actually generate a ton. This could be like the nicest VRBO, house in Scottsdale. And then you have another house next to it, divided on the lot.
That you live in?
That you live in. And then you take the income from this and put it toward the payment of that.
You can do that because you can split two lots.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and just maybe sell it off as a, you know.
Income property or whatever, or keep it. So lots of potential. If you're a developer out there, give us a call on that one. Okay. We got.
For the rest of it, go to eltonbrothers.com. Check it out. You can also search MLS on there.
Oh, our website, sure. Any one-stop shop for crying out loud. You want to do a couple of distressed sales, Rick?
Yes, I do.
These are interesting. Distressed sales, like, for example, this one in Scottsdale, it was just reduced from 1.1 to 890. 5 bedrooms, 3.5 baths, 4,600 square feet on an acre, plus a den office, 4-car garage, and a pool for 890 in Scottsdale.
Ran too late. Go ahead.
You're done?
Yeah.
All right, we're done. You got to call us. We can find that deal for you. I want to thank our special guest, Deanne Reisner with Suburban Mortgage, our other incredible sponsors, Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance, Preston Steakhouse, Arrowhead Grill, the best steaks in town. Inspect 10 is coming back. Thank you for that. Alliance Pest Management, we'll see. Chet, thank you very much. He's our man behind the glass, the Big Real Estate Show. Thank you to every one of our listeners. Remember, if you have a home to sell now, we've got the flexible fees, a radio show, 35-plus years combined real estate experience. Just set your listing appointment today. Give us a call. 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Email eltonbrothers@cox.net. Begin your search for the perfect home. eltonbrothers.com, your one-stop shop for real estate across the valley. See you next Thursday at 11 a.m. right here on The Real Estate Show, featuring the Elton Brothers Real Estate in the palm of your hand. Happy New Year, everybody.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations, the home of the Savage Nation, KFNX News.